Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate narasinghaya namaste jyotijase avyavya bhava vajana kavajrang sukarmase andarandaya randaya tamo grisagrasom swaha. Abhayam abhayam atmini bhuvishta om skram. Gita narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jaya mudirayat. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, we should offer our respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, unto Nara Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of fortune, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Text number 2.
Iluzi oklamaná živá bytost se jeví v různých podobách, které ji nabízí vnější energie pána. Když si užívá chvaly hmotné přírody, je uvězněna ve špatném vnímání a přemýšlí s ohledem na já a moje. To jsou toto. Různé podoby živých bytostí jsou jenom šaty, které ji nabízí iluzorní vnější energie pána. Podle kvalit přírody, které si ta živá bytost touží užívat. Vnější jednotná energie je představena třemi kvalitami, konkrétně dobrém vášní a nevědomostí. Takže i hmotná příroda, to je šance na nezávislou volbu živé bytosti a podle své volby i hmotná energie nabízí různé rozmanitá hmotná těla. Existuje 900 tisíc rozmanitých těl ve vodě, 2 miliony rostlinných těl, 1 milion 100 tisíc červů a hmyzu, 1 milion ptáků, 3 miliony různých šalen a 400 tisíc lidských podob. Všechno dohromady je 8 milionů 400 tisíc rozmanitých těl na různých planetách po celém vesmíru a živé bytosti cestují takto transmigrací podle různých kvalit a užívají si duch, který tomto tělem náleží. Dokonce v jednom očitém těle živá bytost mění se od jinožství do chlapectví, od chlapectví potom do mladíka, mládí a z mládí potom do starého věku. A ze starého věku potom přichází do nového těla, které si vytváří svým vlastními činy. Živá bytost vytváří své vlastní tělo podle svých vlastních tužeb a vnější energie pána ho přesně dodá podle toho, jakým způsobem si chtěl užívat do nejvyšší míry. Tygr si chtěl užívat krve v podobě jiného zvířete a proto milostí pána dostává hmotná, pomocí hmotné energie tělo, ve kterém dostává tuto příležitost užívat si krve jiných zvířat. Podobně živá bytost, která touží získat tělo poloboha na vyšších planetách, také dostane toto tělo milostí pána. A jestliže inteligentní na to, dost inteligentní, aby toužila po duchovním těle ve společnosti pána, také ho může získat. Takže tato nepatrná svoboda živé bytosti může být plně využita a pán je tak laskavý, že udělí živé bytosti přesně to tělo, po kterém toužila. Živá bytost touží stejně tak, jako když někdo touží sní o Zlaté hoře. Člověk ví, že hora existuje a také ví, že existuje zlato, ale jenom díky té touze se ve snu vytvoří Zlatá hora. A když tento sen skončí, vidí, že přítomnost je jiná. Zjistí, že když je vzhůru, neexistuje ani tam hora, ani zlato, což potom Zlatá hora. Různé pozice živé bytosti v hmotném světě pod v různých rozmanitých projevech těl jsou vytvořeny pouze miskoncepcí já a moje. A tak karmí si myslí v tomto světě s ohledem na moje a džňány si myslí s ohledem na já. A v tomto hmotném pojetí politiky, sociologie, filantropie, altruismu a všechno ostatní je všechno založeno na miskoncepci já a moje, což je jenom produkt silné touhy užívat si hmotného života. Identifikace těla a místa, kde to tělo je obdrženo podle různých pojetí socialismu, nacionalismu, rodinné náklonosti a tak dále, je pouze způsobena zapomnětlivostí skutečné povahy živé bytosti a celá miskoncepce jenom mate živou bytost, a která jenom mate živou bytost může být odstraněna ve společnosti Šukadevy Gosvámího a Maharádže Parikšita, jak je to zde vysvětleno ve Šrimad Bhagavatam.
Bahurupa iva bhati maya bahurupaya uramamano guneshasya mamaham iti manyate.
Iluzí oklamaná živá bytost se objevuje v mnoha podobách, které nabízí vnější energie pána, když si užívá kvalit hmotné přírody a je uvězněna v špatném vnímání, přemýšle s ohledem na já a moje.
Kam krouti váčilam pangam langajte grim yat kripadanam mande shri guru nidantanam. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, sarva yoneshu bhutaya.
Bhagavad Gita Krishna říká,
that murtaya sambhavamiya tasam brahma mahat yonir aham bija pradapita. That the living entities are born through material nature into so many forms. The material nature is compared in this verse to the womb of mother. So within womb of the mother, the form or body of the child develops. And then comes out after the period of pregnancy. And following this analogy, Krishna says, aham bija prada pita. I am the seed-giving father. As we know from the Vedic scriptures, Krishna glances at Maya Devi, the personified material energy. And by this glance, he impregnates her with the bija, the seeds which are known as the jivas.
A tímto pohledem je oplodní semeny, které jsou zvané bija, nebo živými bytostmi.
Jivas.
Jivas.
Yes. The living entities. Who are Krishna's parts and parcels. Mama ayvangsa jivaloke jiva bhuta sanatana. They possess the same characteristics as Krishna, their eternal father. But they are very, very minute. Sri Krishna, he is known as Vibhu in the Vedic language. Vibhu means he is the greatest.
Krishna je známý ve védském jazyku jako Vibhu, co znamená ten největší.
And the living entities are called Anu, that means atomic.
Živé bytosti jsou známé jako Anu, což znamená atomické.
So Srila Prabhupada explained that all of us, living entities, we are tiny samples of God.
Malinké jako vzorky pána, nebo malinké
by studying, by careful study of the characteristics of our own consciousness, desires, and so on, we can understand something of the nature of the Supreme Being. Mm-hmm. So, as Srila Prabhupada explains in this purport, our desires are manifesting in terms of attachment or attraction and also repulsion to the forms around us, material forms. Now, we are, our consciousness is absorbed in form because Krishna is the original form.
Naše vědomí je většinou přitahováno podobami, protože Krishna je původní podobou.
Mm-hmm. Krishna, his form, actually, it is indicated by the very name Krishna. All attractive, reservoir of all pleasure.
Už samotné jméno Krishna naznačuje tu podobu vše přitažující, znamená rezervoár veškeré radosti.
So Sri Krishna's divine transcendental form is the unlimited source of form. All sorts of transcendental forms are emanating from Krishna's original form.
Krishnova transcendentální podoba je zdrojem, ze kterého emanují všechny ostatní transcendentální podoby.
Mm. So the spiritual world is it consists of Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. It is eternal, it is full of knowledge, it is full of bliss, and it is full of unlimited form. It is not formless. Mm-hmm. And originally, we also have our spiritual form.
A původně máme i my naši duchovní podobu.
The form of an eternal servant of Krishna.
A to podobu je věčný služebník Krishna.
Mm-hmm. And we have our place, our prescribed position in that transcendental world of form, Goloka Vrindavan.
V tomto transcendentálním světě Goloka Vrindavana máme také svoje určité místo, kam patříme.
Mm-hmm. So, our original spiritual desires, consciousness is comprised of form, spiritual form.
Že naše původní duchovní vědomí je naplněné těmi podobami.
Mm-hmm. But somehow or other, we have turned our consciousness away from Krishna and Krishna's eternal divine abode.
Ale z nějakého důvodu jsme odvrátili své vědomí od Krishny a jeho věčného duchovního sídla.
But we belong there nonetheless with Krishna in the spiritual world. We cannot change the basic nature of our consciousness. Simply this desire, conscious desire, to have form and to enjoy form, that becomes now focused on this material world, material energy.
Mm-hmm. soustředuje, zaměřuje na hmotnou energii.
So this material energy or Maya, this is the realm of forgetfulness of Krishna.
Takže tato hmotná energie je oblastí zapomnětlivosti Krishna.
We wanted to forget Krishna, so Krishna has facilitated that desire by placing us here.
Jsme chtěli zapomenout na Krishnu, ale Krishna nám to umožnil tím, že nás umístil sem.
But still, our innate desire to enjoy through form is ever present.
Ale i přesto naše neodmyslitelná touha užívat si podob je neustále přítomná.
So it manifests through the material nature.
Takže se jenom projevuje skrze hmotné energii.
Therefore, mutaya sambhavamiya, we are born into form through this mahad yoni, this great womb of Maya.
Takže skrze tohleto luno Maya se narodíme do podoby.
But because Maya is the perverted reflection of the spiritual world, so our desires to enjoy form are likewise perverted.
Ale jelikož Maya je zvrácený obrazem duchovního světa, stejně tak i naše touhy jsou podobně zvráceny.
These desires come out, as Srila Prabhupada explains in this purport, in the misconceptions of I and mine. The desires are self-centered instead of Krishna-centered. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj once explained Maya in this way. That Maya means that which is measurable. Because another way of understanding the same point is that Maya is the limiting energy of Krishna. The spiritual world of transcendental form is unlimited.
Duchovní svět transcendentálních podob je neomezený.
Materialistic people, mundane philosophers, intellectuals, they often raise this objection to our explanation that Krishna is the original form, transcendental form.
Větší filozofové často namítají, mají tuhletu námitku, že Krishna je transcendentální podobou.
They say, well, as soon as you say God has form, then you limit him.
Ale jakmile řekne, že Bůh má podobu, tak ho omezuješ.
But they are not able, because they are mundaners, to understand the difference between spiritual form and material form. Spiritual form is unlimited.
Duchovní podoba je neomezená.
Krishna, as Govinda, the beautiful cowherd boy of Vrindavan, is simultaneously in that form, that original form, is simultaneously greater than the greatest and smaller than the smallest.
Krishna, ten původní pasáček budoucí Vrindavan, je současně největší z největších a nejmenší z nejmenších.
As it is explained in the Sri Brahma Sanghita.
Jak je vysvětleno Brahma Sanghita?
As Prabhupada was once saying in a lecture, that Krishna has, he's containing all of the universes. And you know there's unlimited universe, material universes. So all of the material universes, unlimited material universes, are somewhere in his belly, Prabhupada said. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that with just a tiny ekongsena stito jagat, with just a tiny fragment of his spiritual form, he is maintaining all the universes. That ekongsena, when Krishna says, with one fragment of myself, he's actually referring to Mahavishnu. So Krishna is saying that Mahavishnu, whom we cannot even conceive of when we hear his description in the shastras, how great he must be. Krishna is saying he is a fragmental atomic portion of my total spiritual glories. So here we can see that Krishna is, in his form of Govinda, is greater than the greatest. Isn't it? If you hear about Mahavishnu lying on that cloud which covers a portion of the spiritual world, he's sleeping and the universes are coming out of the pores of his body and then going in with every breath and being destroyed again and coming out again with every breath, then you think, oh, this is the greatest. You can't imagine anything greater than this. But Krishna is greater than the greatest. And simultaneously, the same Krishna is smaller than the smallest. What is the smallest? The smallest, as we've explained, is the living entity, the spirit soul. Srila Prabhupada said that God is infinite and the living entity is infinitesimal. But the Brahma Sangita explains in that very famous verse, which is often quoted by Srila Prabhupada, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santok Sadaiva Hridayesho Vilokayanti Yam Shama Shandaram Achinchi Guna Surupam Govindamari Purusham Tamahamajami. This very beautiful verse, which says when the living entity smears his vision, smears his eyes with the salve, with the ointment of Krishna Prema.
Tento verš z Brahma Sanhity říká, že když si živá bytost pomaže své oči balzamem Krishna Premy.
Then he can see standing within himself, within the heart of the soul.
Potom může vidět v sobě, v srdci duše.
The transcendental form of Govinda.
Transcendentální podobu Govindy.
Now, note this very important point that is clearly established in this verse. that this form of Govinda is not Paramatma, who stands in the heart of the material body, next to the soul. But this form of Govinda, being mentioned in this verse, who cannot be seen by these Paramatmavadi yogis, by their process of mystic meditation. They can see Paramatma after a long, long time, but they can never see Govinda. Govinda is described as being within the heart of hearts. All living entities are residing within the hearts of so many, all the bodies in this material existence. But there is a heart within the jiva too. Spiritual heart. And within that heart is Govinda. So the jiva is the smallest. But Govinda is smaller than the smallest. And this is the same Govinda. It's not another Govinda. This is the same Govinda who has all the universes somewhere in his belly. So this is why we say that spiritual form is not limited. It is unlimited. But material form is limited. It is measurable. Just like all of us here sitting in this room, our bodies can be measured. You are so many centimeters high, not 1 centimeter higher or lower than that. Yet again, I will cite something from a great Greek philosopher, Socrates. Prabhupada said Socrates was Mukta Purusha, he was a liberated soul. He said, in the whole history of the Western world, there's only been one real philosopher, and that was Socrates. So Socrates has given some very nice explanations about the soul, about the transmigration of the soul from body to body, and also about this point of material form and spiritual form. Prabhupada very much appreciated Socrates' arguments. Because Socrates was actually realized in what he was saying. It was not theory. So anyway, Socrates said that although we are presently restricted by this material conception of form, nonetheless, even in this material form, we can get some idea of the unlimited nature of spiritual form. of the spiritual form. As we said, that spiritual form is not measurable. Just like Krishna is greater than the greatest, smaller than the smallest, so also are Krishna's devotees who are with him in the spiritual world. And we, as jivas, as I've explained, we are the seeds of Krishna's spiritual energy. And these seeds are meant to grow into the same transcendental, immeasurable forms. So, Socrates said that we can have some idea of spiritual form by considering that we are also in these present forms, in a way, simultaneously, very great and very small. But this can only be understood now in terms of the relativities of material forms. Relativity means that just like our little boy here, what is his name? Jaini Tai. Jaini Tai has just entered the room. So Jaini Tai is the smallest person in this room. Compared to everyone else in the room, he's small. But if you compare the same Jaini Tai to an ant or to a bacteria, then he's tremendous. So, even in this sense, we can have some conception of how one can be at the same time very great and very small. So this is, of course, this is only a sort of reflection of the actual nature of spiritual form. So the original form is contained within the seed of our identity, the jiva. And so our desires, they're, of course, flowing out from the jiva. And our desires are, as Prabhupada explained so nicely, our desires are actually to imitate the activities of Krishna in the spiritual world. And so Maya is facilitating that perverted desire. So therefore we see the display of material energy around us. Now, it's very interesting to note one thing about consciousness. This is another point that's made by Socrates. That there is instant recognition of the form behind the forms. Instant recognition. We instantly recognize. Yeah, the form beyond the forms. Now maybe this sounds very difficult, but it's not so difficult. It's just like when we were children, just learning about the world around us. So we asked our mother or asked our father, while pointing to one object in front of us, what is this? And mother or father said, that is a tree. Now, as soon as we understand that this term tree, this word tree, applies to this particular form, then we will, after that day, we will refer to all trees as trees. Because we sense that there's a universality here. That there's a fancy word. You must have the same word in your language. It's archetype. Prototype, yeah. There's a prototype conception of tree. So, we don't have to, as little children, we don't ask again after we've been told that this one tree is called tree. We're not asking, you know, that was an apple tree, and then we see another kind of tree. We don't ask again, what is this? Or what? We don't have to be instructed with every tree we see that this is a tree. Because if that was a fact, we would still be asking every time we saw a new, the next tree, we'd still be asking somebody, what's that? So, in our consciousness, there is this intuition, we can use that word, which immediately recognizes the principle of form. When we first were told that this animal is a cow, then after that we knew that any animal of this type is called cow. And bird. And boy and girl. And river. You see? Now why is this? Because there is an original tree. The original Kalpa Vriksha tree. It is actually explained in the Gaudiya Vaishnava literature that there is an original Kalpa Vriksha tree. And of all the unlimited Kalpa Vriksha trees in Vrindavan forest, There is one which is original. And within that tree, there is an original peacock.
A v tomto stromě je ten původní pav.
The original bird.
Původní pták.
And standing beneath that tree is the original boy.
A pod tímto stromem je původní chlapec.
Krishna.
Krishna.
And standing next to him is the original girl.
A vedle něj stojí ta původní dívka.
Srimati Radharani.
Srimati Radharani.
And next to them is the original cow.
A poblíž nich je původní kráva.
The original Kamadenu.
Kamadenu.
And flowing before them is the original river, Jamuna Devi.
A před nimi teče ta původní řeka, Jamuna.
So and then these of course these forms, they're expanding into the entire spiritual world. In all of its unlimited details of form.
Mm-hmm.
And we belong to that world, that eternal spiritual world of
Krishna.
Our consciousness is an emanation from that spiritual world. So therefore, there is this instant recognition of the principle of form all around us.
A díky tomu existuje to neustále přítomné, jako okamžité rozpoznání podob před námi.
And instant communication also.
A okamžitá komunikace také.
You know, if you are talking on a telephone to a friend in another part of Prague, and you're looking out your window and you're telling him what you see. You say, I see a boy and a girl under a tree. There's a bird in the tree. There's a cow standing next to them. And there's a river flowing in front. So he's not there to see that himself. But instantly, he knows what you're speaking of. Now this may all sound very ordinary to you. The one of the new frontiers of science, modern material science, is called artificial intelligence. This development of computers. So scientists have been trying to develop computers that would be independently intelligent. But they found that it is not possible. A few years ago, you used to hear a lot about artificial intelligence. And these predictions that, within so many number of years, we will have computers whose intelligence will be indistinguishable from human intelligence.